Okay. Next case, please.
Excuse me, for clarification, did we move case number 12,001 to the beginning as well, or we left that at the end?
We left that because there's an actual hearing.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification.
You're welcome.
All right, our first case number, case of the evening then, is 12,008, Envision Land Use LLC. They're seeking a special use exception to expand and operate an assisted living facility and a special use exception to use a manufactured home-type structure as an office. Sections 115-23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the south side of Lewis-Georgetown Highway, Route 9 and 404, approximately 4,320 feet east of Harbison Road, Route 5. The 911 address is 26890 and 26900 Lewis-Georgetown Highway, Harbison. The zoning district is agricultural residential. The tax map is District 235, Map 30, Parcels 58 and 58.08. We've received 15 letters in support, 0 letters of opposition, and no mail returns. And
there's 14.
We have one up there, I think.
Yeah, there's 14 letters here.
Oh, pardon me.
29. If it's 15 and 14, it's 29.
Oh, no, it was 15 and 1. Or 14 and 1 is 15. Okay. And do I need to read out?
No.
Okay.
Just
to summarize, the letters of support state that the need for this type of housing is great. Often the survivors of brain injury are young, and they... families need assistance in caring for their loved ones, and the nurse and the nursing homes cannot provide that level of service. So that's
okay.
General summary.
All right, thank you. Okay.
You know what?
Just swear him in.
Thanks, Mr. Fuqua. I'm used to planning and zoning where we do that. If you don't have an objection, if you'd place your hand on the Bible, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Okay, thank you.
They don't swear in planning and zoning.
No, we don't swear. This is the only, because it's a quasi-judicial hearing, so...
Is this because of the eclipse that these things are happening?
No, it's because we've got the junior varsity here tonight instead of Jamie. That's why. I'm used to doing P&Z where it's a different type of proceeding. It's more legislative.
Okay, well, they say it was affecting the animals. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah. Thanks, Mr. Rickards.
Good evening, Mrs. McGee and gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
For the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. I'm an attorney here in Sussex County, and I'm representing the applicant, Envision Land Use LLC. With me is Bob Rosenthal, Wayne Whalen, and Dave, is it Kukilish? Kukilish from Bowler Engineering. There was an exhibit package that I had submitted a couple weeks ago that I hope you have had an opportunity to review. It contains some background information about acquired brain injuries and about Peachtree Acres, some site information, and copies of some prior Board of Adjustment decisions. Our application tonight is two related items. The first is an application for a special use exception for an assisted living convalescent facility for residents with traumatic brain injuries, and that's also referred to as acquired brain injuries. And the second application is to use a manufactured home type structure for a limited period of time as a daycare rehab area in connection with Peachtree Acres. And that would be just during the period of time that the new building would be constructed. As shown on your the map on the board, the site of the proposed facility contains 3.49 acres of land. It's located on the south side of Route 9, a little bit over 4,000 feet east of Route 5. The parcel is zoned AR1, as you know, assisted living convalescent facilities are authorized as a permitted special use exception in the AR1 district by the zoning ordinance. Again, as you know, but I'll state for the record, unlike a variance, which requires a showing of exceptional practical difficulties or hardship, the standard for a special use exception provides that the proposed use is permitted if the board finds that the special exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. Our proposed site, as I said, is located on the south side of Route 9. To give you some indication, Janelle, if you take the arrow just a little bit to the left, right there, that is the old Donut Connection building that you might be familiar with on Route 9, which is no longer in operation as the donut store. The area contains a unique variety of business uses. On the south side of Route 9, near our site, is the M&D Bird Farm, the old Wood and Company, asphalt and paving equipment and supply, the Harbison Business Park, which contains six offices, and then the Donut Connection Shop, which is now an office. On the north side of Route 9 is the residential subdivision, the Trails of Beaver Creek, and then directly across from our site is the classic auto service business. And to the rear of our site is the railroad right-of-way. The parcel adjacent to our site, which would be right where the arrow is right now, is the existing Peachtree Acres facility. That parcel contains 4.38 acres. And Peachtree Acres is an assisted living facility for people with traumatic brain injuries. The original facility was actually the house that is located on our site. That was converted to that use in 1998, and that use was approved by the Board of Adjustment. It was case number 6509. And that site there is of course, the location of what we're proposing before you tonight. In 1999, the Board of Adjustment also approved case number 6809 for the assisted living facility that is currently located where the arrow is. And that was for 20 residents, and again, that is Peachtree Acres. That facility was constructed and opened in 2001. And as I said, it is the existing assisted living facility for people with traumatic brain injuries. After that construction was completed of the new facility, the house was converted to use as a daycare rehabilitation area for Peachtree Acres. So the Peachtree Acres facility has been in operation since about 1998. It provides medical, therapeutic, and recreational assistance to its residents. There are currently 20 full-time residents and 15 daycare or rehab residents who attend the facilities. And all the residents and day users are Delaware residents. Now, if you're not familiar with traumatic or acquired brain injuries, as the name implies, these are injuries that result from trauma, car and bike accidents, objects falling on someone's head, falls, assaults, or from other causes such as lack of oxygen due to near drowning, cardiac arrest, infections, or inhaling toxic chemicals, and whatever else can cause that type of injury. The mission of Peachtree Acres is to provide a high quality of care while promoting independence, privacy, and dignity to the residents. And this is done in a safe, minimally restrictive environment. And the role of the facility is not to do for, but to assist with each resident's individual needs, which vary in nature and degree. And I was quite surprised to find out that Peachtree Acres is the only acquired brain injury facility in the state of Delaware. There are currently a waiting list of over 35 potential new residents, and the last new resident to move into Peachtree Acres was almost 4 years ago. So there's a need, and there's not much of an ability to use the service. Now, while an acquired brain injury can occur to anyone, many of its victims are younger people. The average age at the Peachtree facility of a resident is about 50 years of age. And due to the permanent and disabling nature of these types of injuries, the residency at the facility is not short-term and can often be for the resident's lifetime. And many of the residents, while dealing with physical, cognitive, and emotional effects of these types of injuries, are often physically very healthy and live a normal life. Without a facility like Peachtree Acres, injured individuals often have no option but to be cared for at home with relatives, with family. And that can be an overwhelming responsibility to family members, or placed in a nursing home, which really is not equipped to deal with a person with this type of injury and with their needs, and to provide the individual quality of life activities that is provided at Peachtree Acres. And additionally, people with acquired brain injuries are usually much younger than the demographics that would be at a more traditional nursing home, which of course is a more elderly population. So anyway, that's kind of background, just so you know what Peachtree Acres is. As to the specifics of our application, the facility will be constructed and owned by Envision Land Use, and will be operated by Peachtree Acres or a similar experienced acquired brain injury care provider. I'm going to refer to the concept plan, which I know isn't very clear, but it's in your booklet.
It's not very clear here either.
Yeah, it's basically, it's not as complicated as it looks. It basically shows the proposed facility. As you know, if this special use exception is approved, the preliminary and final site plans will require review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. So there's no site plan approval here. I want you to know what's being proposed. The existing building on the site, which is that house, will be demolished, and there'll be two new buildings constructed on the property. Basically, this would be the entrance from Route 9 here. So the first building is the larger building here, so it really is facing sideways, and in the back would be a second building. So those are the two buildings I'm referring to. The larger building, the front building, that would be the view from the road, and then this would be the view from the side if you were in the parking. And the rear building, again, that would be the view from the front as you were coming into the property. So you can see from the elevations that the design is a very more traditional residential look, not an institutional type look or a hospital type look. The larger building would be three stories in height. It would contain a total of 76 individual residential units. The first floor would contain service areas, office space, daycare and rehab areas, physical therapy, dining areas and food preparation and recreational areas, and 14 residential units that would be on the first floor. And then the second and third floor would each contain 31 residential units. And the second building, the building to the rear, it would be three stories. There'd be 12 residential units on the first floor and 13 on the second and third floors, and that would be a total of 38 units. So there'd be a total of 114 new residential units, counting both of the buildings. There's two types of residential units that'll be put in the buildings. One is a studio unit that contains about 400 square feet, and the other one is a one-bedroom unit that contains about 530 square feet. The existing facility on the current Peachtree Acres property would continue to operate, and the new buildings would be an expansion of and part of Peachtree Acres. It would all be one facility. The existing house, which is to be demolished, as I mentioned, is currently used for the daycare and rehab purposes, and that use will be located in the new building. And that actually gives rise to our second application, and that is for a temporary manufactured home type structure to be placed on the existing Peachtree property, and that would be used for the daycare and rehab purposes while the new building is being constructed. Once the new building is constructed, that would be removed. The new construction will comply with all requirements for parking and loading. It will have interconnection to the existing facility, and it would be appropriately landscaped. The facility will be served by two shifts, basically 12-hour shifts, approximately 20 employees per shift, and that would include nursing staff. It was anticipated that the shifts would probably be 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., so that would be the two turnover times of the shift. The site currently has on-site septic sewer system and an on-site well. Artesian Public Service Company has expanded its service in this area, and public sewer and public water will be provided to the entire Peachtree operation by Artesian. Stormwater management will comply with the DENREC regulations, and their stormwater infiltration basin is located to the rear of the property, or will be located to the rear of the property. Entrance to the property will be from Route 9. The entrance improvements and any turn lane or other improvements required by DLDOT will be obviously constructed in accordance with DLDOT requirements. As far as traffic impact, the residents at Peachtree Acres do not drive, so there are no vehicles for residents. The traffic basically would consist of the employees on the employee shift, deliveries, some visitors, although there's not a high number of visitors, and then also the daycare people who come. Some of them come in the Delaware bus service and are dropped off. The Peachtree itself operates a bus, and they'll do excursions and trips with residents at times. The land, as you can see, is cleared. It appears that it was basically farmland. There are no sensitive environmental conditions, and the use will have no negative effect on the environment. The proposed use creates no nuisance factors such as noise, odors, or heavy trucking activity, and I think that is documented by the fact that Peachtree Acres has been in operation at this location for almost 20 years without any negative impact, and quite frankly, most people aren't even aware of its purpose or even its existence other than seeing the sign there. As evidenced by its history, the use will not substantially affect adversely neighboring and adjacent properties, and will have no adverse impact at all on the area. And most importantly, this use will provide a highly needed service for the benefit of Sussex County and Delaware families that may be forced to deal with a situation where a loved one suffers such a terrible type injury as an acquired brain injury. And lastly, obviously, locating this proposed use next to the existing Peachtree Acres as an expansion of the current use makes this site the most logical and appropriate site probably in Sussex County. I do have some proposed findings and conditions. I'll just read the conditions, they're not long for the record, so anyone here is aware of what I'm proposing. So if you approve this, I think these would be appropriate conditions to place on this. Conditions would be the new assisted living facility, convalescent home, shall contain no more than 114 residential units, related services and activity, and daycare facilities for adults with acquired brain injuries. All entrance, interconnection, roadway, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DLDOT requirements. The facility shall be served by central sewer. The facility shall be served by a public central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. Stormwater management and erosion and sediment control will be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. Those facilities will be operated in a manner that is consistent with best management practices. And the final site plan shall contain approval of the Sussex Conservation District. And lastly, preliminary and final site plans shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There were quite a few people who inquired about appearing tonight to testify about the need and the use. I asked them to send letters. I could have had many people here, but I think this is a land use question. I think we all recognize the need for this type of thing. It's really a question, you know, is this the appropriate place for it? The letters that were submitted, in the record, there is a letter there I did want to just mention from the Brain Injury Association of Delaware, stating their support of this, and that is the association that deals with families and individuals that are dealing with this. Gentlemen, is everything I just said true and correct? And if you could, just for the record, can you state your names?
Robert Rosenbaum, yes.
Yeah, if you could, just so it picks it up on the microphone, if you all could come to the podium.
No problem.
Robert Rosenthal, everything, a member of Envision Land Use, everything you said is true and correct.
Dave Kuklish, professional engineer with Polar Engineering. Yes, everything is true and correct.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, and that basically would conclude my presentation. And again, we're requesting your approval for both the assisted living special exception and the temporary manufactured home. A special exception. I will hand to Janelle the proposed findings and conditions that I mentioned, and then we will certainly would be available to answer any questions you may have, or after people speak, any questions.
All right. Well, we'll start with you, Mr. Rickards. Do you have any questions?
Yes, Mr. Fuquay. What year will the mobile home be?
What year?
Yeah.
Will there be a new? What do you rent it?
Is it a new one?
Just identify yourself.
Bob Rosenthal.
They will actually build an exact one for the use that we have, and we'll lease it for them for 2 years.
They're going to build one for you?
Yes.
Okay. I can certainly verify that, Mr. Fuquay, that when I got into this case, I've been here 40 years, and I really have not known of that peach tree, and I was an inspector for many years, and I got around places, so it's been done very quietly and very, professionally.
It's a very low-key operation, yes. Obviously. And
I think it's a need in that, right?
Well, like I said, I was shocked that it's the only facility in the state of Delaware for this purpose.
Let me ask you this. We all know it's football season now, and you got high schools around here and kids. It's just my curiosity to ask you this, or what you know. If God forbid, if anything ever happened to that, would be the only place that a child could go, or a college person could go for these head injuries, or does that?
But I mean, the part of the terrible thing about it is that there's a total scope of different injuries and different effects. People have different impacts from the injury, some physical, some verbal, some cognitive. So everybody's different with it. And that's what the beauty of Petrie Acres is that they tailor to the needs of that person, as opposed to just treating everyone.
What the injury is.
Yeah, exactly what the injury is.
What is diagnosed.
And again, like I said, these are injuries that happen to anybody. Right. Just a car accident, a slip and fall, you know.
Yeah, the concern now for me is that saying this, and it's brought to my attention that we do have a facility in the area, that if anything happened to some of our kids or anything like that, that we do have a facility that would be able to treat some of these athletic injuries, or at least take a look at them and see where they should go.
Yeah, and it certainly would be, and again, that's probably a very minor percentage of these types of injuries, because most of those injuries are more just concussion and things that catch up with you later in life.
Right.
Whereas these are like an event that happens, you know, you're fine Monday and Tuesday, you're not.
Well, the old saying, for the grace of God, go I.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's the function of this is to deal with those situations, exactly.
All right. That's all the questions.
All right. Mr. Workman?
I don't know if you said that, Mr. Fuquay, or not. Is it long-term care, or does it leave when they get better? I mean, do they move in and stay there, or when they get better, they leave? Is it a rotation there?
The nature of these injuries, the people don't improve.
Okay.
These are permanent disabling injuries. So, as I said, many of these people will basically, this will be their residence for the rest of their life.
Okay. On other questions, what's the total of both places when you get the new one built and the...
There's 20 in the existing one. Okay. And there'll be 114 in what we're proposing, so 134.
For both, okay. And that's doing the same thing in both
yeah,
places?
Yeah, yeah, it's the same function.
Okay, no other questions.
Okay. Ms. McGee?
The
need for an ambulance, would that be for the volunteer fire service or a private ambulance?
I'm sure they have an arrangement right now with,
It would be the volunteer.
Sir, could you come up to the mic, please?
I'm sorry, I apologize.
Appreciate it.
It would be for volunteer.
And have you reached out to that fire department?
They're currently working with Peachtree now, and when that time comes that we would expand, we would make them aware of the expansion.
It's rare.
Call an ambulance, okay.
Yeah, as I said, other than many of these people are actually very healthy physically, other than the obvious injury that they're dealing with.
And okay. The manufactured home would be new, and it would be there no more than 2 years.
Yes.
That was the same person.
I'm sorry, who hasn't learned it? But Bob Rosenthal
walking up. Yes, the answer would be no more than 2 years.
Is that what initially you asked for was 2 years?
I didn't put a time limit in there. I wasn't sure what the construction
was. And I didn't know how long construction was going to be. We can approve for up to 5 years.
If that is the case, we prefer not to do much longer than necessary.
Could I suggest that up to 5 years, but within, 3 months of completion of the building?
Okay. Whichever comes first.
Yeah, whichever comes first.
Okay.
The intent is just to use a temporary.
Okay. That'll work.
Okay. Any further questions? Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Oh, gosh. Okay, come on, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay. All right. Is there anyone here that would like to come up and speak? If so, please come forward and be sworn in at this time. Again, any of you that are in favor, if you'd like to speak about it, please come forward.
Well, just real quick, what was the number on that?
13.
I don't want to stop anyone from speaking, but as I said, I think I presented what everyone feels, and I think the letters that are in the file really also state that, if you saw that. And certainly anybody wants to speak, please speak.
Yep. Somebody come.
Yep, we have one gentleman, it looks like. Come on forward, sir. Now, if you'd come forward just so we can swear you in real quick. Do you swear affirm to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? All right, thank you. You have the floor. If you could give your name and place of residence for the record.
My name is Kirk Michael Brown, and I'm now finally living with my mother because my father passed away, and I couldn't see why I'd go anywhere else by myself. So her and I watch each other, so it works out great. I heard the man say that, maybe I didn't hear right, I am brain damaged. I was brain damaged in 1980 from a car accident that we were driving in a Vega, and a truck went through a red light and hit us, four-wheel drive truck, and crashed the car, drives a life cut, got us out, friend died in front of me, and I was in a coma for a month and a half. I had a blood clot in my brain, and they had to go get it. Thank God I had a great surgeon and all that, because by miracle I was better than I was walking. It felt like a month after, but it probably wasn't. But I did hear him say, I thought that most people, it's in their head maybe. Did I hear him say right? And he was saying about that the physical part is not bad. Well, I have friends that were in accidents in the coma and stuff, and I don't have any that don't have physical problems. I have one that's messed up totally in a wheelchair, and thank God he can talk, and he's a great guy, and so him and I get along good, and I have other friends I can't remember no more. I forget 5 minutes after I'm told something. My memory is like short term so bad. And I joke about that's why I'm still single, because I can't remember the girl's name. So I didn't care.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
I don't know how anybody could get through this without knowing God, and because I know that's how I got through it. And surgeries are unbelievable. I still have one more surgery, maybe, and I'm gonna have to wait until next year so that I have more money in my Medicare, and because I have bone to bone, because we're hitting the right side, so my head was hitting this side and went that way. So I damaged the left side of the brain, something about the brain that has opposite sides. And my shoulders are bone to bone, and I used to be very much an athlete, and people told me I wouldn't walk or talk again or stuff like that, and I said, not me. And so I had a very good physical therapist that liked sports too, and we got along great, and I just remember Dean, he asked me if I was ready, and let go of my belt.
So, are you at Peachtree? Have you been there?
I have friends that are there, yes.
Okay.
And probably about, quite more than I can remember, but I know I have five
friends there?
Oh, yes. And because we used to have a head injury meeting at the fire station in some town outside of Ocean City.
Okay.
And she was great. She held it on herself, her own, and it was a place for us guys to go there, just vent on what might be on our minds or what someone else might bring up that, oh yeah, I thought about that. And it's just...
So you know, could this facility, by their expansion, could they help you?
Yeah, it was great for two reasons. It gave me a feeling that I had somewhere that I could go. You know, not just like I said to my mom, I had such a boring life. She goes, you do a lot of stuff. And she goes, you go to doctors, you go to church. Well, that's good. And she's, you know, she just brings up all this medical stuff and stuff like that. But I said, what kind of life? And then I have to be thankful that I have life. You know, I thank God every day I wake up that I can
enjoy. Are you just
Kirk,
one
you're
one
on
question.
The waiting list to get into Peachtree Acres?
No.
No, but they told me they thought you were on the waiting list.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Well, it's maybe something like
so
that.
Just for the record, because I know you've spoken in favor, but you're in favor of this expansion.
Oh, definitely. I'm definitely.
Okay.
It's like, thanks.
Thank you.
Because like, I say to my mom, what's going to, she's 85 now, and you know, the time's going to come. I can't talk to her about it because I'm very emotional. I am. And,
are your friends happy there in Peachtree?
Yeah.
Are they happy?
Yes. Yeah, and they all were proud of their place they had, you know, and I never got it.
Okay.
Think about
all right,
it.
Thank you.
And I think it'd be very good because they're wondering what's going to take care of me when my mom decides, or God decides to take her, you know? And so they're thinking about, you know, they're saying a home or something, and I don't know how I'd do in a home, but if, like, Peachtree had separate apartment, like, or separate, like, rooms that I could have my own place, like, or something, because my main thing is about medication, you know, and because I have with a lot of pain to my back, and have a new hip, and have a new knee, and I'm going to get a new shoulder, and I don't know what else.
Hey, Kirk, the question before our board is, will this use, will it affect in a negative way anything around it, any properties around it?
No.
And so that's your testimony, and that's your vote? We thank you for your time, then.
All right.
Thank you
for your time, sir.
No, that's good. Right. That's good. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Now, right, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number, what is it, case number?
12,008.
The testimony has been certainly presented well. by the applicants and explaining exactly what they need. I'm not really sure of whether they need the 2 or the 5 years, but I'll get to that in a minute. The main thing is that we have to rule on whether the special use exception will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring property. I say it will not, so I would like to approve the 2008 application.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
Well, and do you want to amend it would be for a period of 5 years or 3 months after completion, whichever comes first?
Whichever comes first.
Okay.
So this motion is for two things. It's one to approve the main facility and also to approve the manufactured house for,
right.
Just to make sure we're covering both in the same motion.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve case number 12008. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Wortman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for my reasons.
Ms. McGee?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12008 is approved.
Thank you, sir.